Welcome back, listeners. It's time for another heart-racing episode of The Fat Man Only Wipes Twice, starring Harry Hancock as Detective Richard Magnolia. Remember to share us with your friends, leave a review, and follow our podcast. And if you feel like supporting us further, subscribe to our Patreon for $3 a month and get access to exclusive behind-the-scenes content. Also, we have a merch store now. You can go to www.DetectiveRichardMagnoliaShop.com. Now that bullshit's out of the way, let's go on to the continuation of our show.
That bastard. That no good bastard. Louis Logano was a close friend of mine. Sure, he worked for me, but he was a good man. Grew up in the business with me. His biggest flaw was probably the fact that he let his victims talk too much before he killed them. He usually got away, or at least tried to. But he always let them say their piece. That's why we called him Loose Lips. He always said it was an old war nickname, that silly son of a bitch. I always told him that would be his downfall. No time to mourn the dead, though. I'm gonna take Magnolia out myself. If it fucking kills me, I'm gonna do it so long as I drag him to hell, too. I found myself parked outside of the police station, waiting for a chance to take him down. There he goes. I ducked down behind the steering wheel, hoping he wouldn't see me. He didn't notice. He was picking his nose. I mean, really digging up in there. Any further and he'd be touching his brainstem. I swear to God, I'm not even exaggerating. I could do it now, but it's the middle of the day. There's people on the street. And if it's possible, I'd rather do this smart, unless there's no other option. I'm gonna tell him on foot. Gotta keep my distance. If he notices me, it'll blow the hole. Oh my God! Did he just stick his hand down his ass crack? What the fuck is he digging for back there? Oh God! I just snipped his hand and wiped it on a homeless man. What the fuck?
Okay.
You're fine, Tony. Focus. He's moving again. It's almost lunchtime. He's probably going to that diner around the corner, Tommy's Spaghetti's. Everyone knows you can find Magnolia there pretty much every day. Yep, there he goes. Well, fuck. I guess I'll try to blend in here. Welcome to me, Pope. Shut the fuck up, you Irish or Scottish bastard. Don't draw attention to me. I'm gonna sit over there. Bring me a coffee, 2 sugars. You don't have to be such a prick about it. Shite. Here's your coffee, you surly bastard. This guy ain't too bad. I've never been here before. Before a place called Tommy Spaghetti's. I find myself a bit perplexed that there's no pasta on the menu.
Tommy, where's my goddamn burger? Come here every fucking day and you can't treat me a little better than these common assholes?
Most of them are regulars too, yars. And you almost never pay the right amount.
I don't know how to count, you Irish son of a bitch.
I'm Scottish, you cocksucker.
Well, your mother's a whore.
That's hurtful, but not untrue. I'll go get your cheese burger. What the fuck kind of diner is this? Did someone put drugs in my coffee?
Tony Tuclaw?
Holy fuck! I mean, Detective Magnolia, is it?
I think so. What are you doing here?
Drinking coffee.
Try the cheeseburger. Clear your colon out faster than that coffee will.
I'm drinking it to stay awake.
Well, nothing wakes me up quite like a good bowel blasting. Speaking of which, keep your nose clean. I'm gonna go turn the water brown.
This guy. Does he not know I'm connected to Logano? Surely he remembers the last time we met, right? He knows my name. Is this a mind game, or is he just a fucking moron?
Oh, God.
Or maybe I'm a fucking moron for getting the booth right next to the bathroom.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Fuck yeah. Oh, fuck. Forgot the wipe again. Oh, well.
Jesus Christ. Thankfully, the nitwit didn't stop to talk to me anymore.
Hey, Tuplai.
I realized I spoke too soon when he sat down at the booth with me. There was a squishy sound that I heard when he sat down, and it made me a little nauseous. But then the smell. God, the smell is just unbearable.
Yo, Tuplai. You awake in there?
Yeah, sorry, it's just...
The smell? Oh, I know. I'm pretty proud of that one, to be honest. Look, can I ask you a question? Off the record, of course.
Sure. Why not?
So look, I think I know who killed that Georgie Alfredo kid.
Oh, do you now?
Yeah. There were skid marks left at the scene. Hamilton thinks they belong to a style master, but I'm going to let you in a little secret. I think it actually was related to poop.
I don't follow.
Skid marks. Poop tracks? Playing with the brown crayon?
No, I know what that is, but how does that have anything to do with tire track?
The coroner said specifically they were skid marks. I think whoever killed this poor kid doesn't wipe properly.
Well, by that logic, then, wouldn't you be a suspect?
I haven't ruled myself out yet, to be fair. But then I got to thinking, who doesn't wipe properly? And that's when it hit me. There's a rumor in town, I'm sure you're aware of it. But from what I've heard, the Fat Man only wipes twice. Therefore, it's only logical that the Fat Man did it.
Wow. I'm speechless.
I get that a lot.
Why the fuck are you telling me this anyway?
Aren't you a cop?
What? No!
Oh, shit. You're the guy who had the gun pointed at me at the warehouse.
Yeah, and...
Wait a minute. Fat Man was there. You're in bed with the Fat Man.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't quite say it like that.
Have you been following me? I saw you parked on the side of the road earlier when I was picking my nose.
Wait. You saw me and you still picked your nose?
Yeah, and I know you saw me digging in my ass, too.
Why were you doing that?
Well, if you must know, my asshole is an outie. And sometimes I have to try to push it back in if it comes out too far.
What?
Get off your high horse, Tuplai. It's perfectly normal. A lot of people are struggling with the same problem.
Nobody has that issue, Magnolia. Can we just back up, please? You said you think the Fat Man killed Georgie?
Yeah, I...
This dumbass thinks that a 600-pound man who needs to catch his breath every 4 words is physically capable of killing someone?
Are you monologuing?
Wait a minute. If he can actually pull this off, the Fat Man goes to jail, and I can take his place. I could run this city. Maybe the Fat Man's time is up, and this is the universe giving me a sign. Maybe Martha and the kids will come back home if I take over. She was never happy with my career decision. What broad wouldn't want to be married to the man who owns Chicago? Hell, even the fat man fucks. And look at him. Surely my family would come back to me. And if not, I guess I can just fuck those loose scuzzies that tend to hang around.
I thought I was the only one who dead-eye stares into space for periods of time without warning. Say, did you hear jazz music when you were thinking? I always do.
Yeah. Sorry, look. Giorgio Alfredo was a close friend of mine. He was one of the best men I had, and I want to see his murderer go down. And you said the fat man did this?
Oh, for sure. Thought it was my partner Hamilton for a little bit. But then one night, I snuck into his house while he was sleeping. Checked every pair of bloomers in his dresser. Not one skid mark. You wouldn't believe it. I was pretty impressed. His wife, on the other hand? Unless she goes around sitting in mud puddles.
Can you stop?
The point is, it wasn't Hamilton. And the fat man has a reputation of not wiping enough. And being a mob boss.
And how sure are you that you can get him off the streets?
Well, nothing is for certain in court. But I think with what I just told you, I can do it. The real problem is going to be catching him. He's pretty well protected.
I might have an idea.
What's that?
He's got a meeting tonight at the old warehouse.
No. I mean, what's an idea?
And a plan? A thought?
Never had one of those, but go on.
Like I was saying.
Where is everyone?
I don't know, boss. I'll check inside.
All right. When you're done, get back out here. I need you to help me hold my stomach up so I can move.
Yes, sir, Mr. Fat Man.
I don't like this. Tuplai should be here already.
Put your hands up, fat man.
This is as far as they go.
They're at your sides.
You realize how heavy my arms are, kid? Surely you can relate. Look at you.
All right, now put them behind your back.
What do you mean? They are behind my back.
They're still at your side.
Damn it, I'm trying to work with you fellas.
Shit, these aren't gonna fit. Hamilton, bring me the garden hose from the trunk of your car.
Dick, why is there a garden hose in my car?
Okay. I'm gonna say this slowly for you, because apparently you don't know how things work, you uncultured piece of shit. Like most people do, I sometimes like to stick it up my asshole and see how far I can push the shit through.
What the fuck? Why did you put the shit hose in my car, Magnolia?
Oh, don't be so dramatic, Hamilton. We always drive your car to the cases, and I can't just swing by my house every time I gotta take a shit behind a bush.
I'm done. I can't talk about this anymore.
Alright, fine. Let me wrap his arms up and we can take him downtown.
Oh my god, it's all over my suit.
Guess you chose a bad day to wear white, scumbag.
Wow. What the fuck was that? Join us next week. If you're still listening, God damn it, what the hell? What the fuck was...